Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to give you a little polling updates in a couple of places. Very important. Some gubernatorial races coming up next week and a presidential race coming up in 2024, which seems a long way off, except that all the candidates are going to start sniffing right after Christmas, right after Christmas. It's a two-year process, marathon. Let's go to the gubernatorial races next week, Virginia and New Jersey. They give a new meaning to off-year election. I'll tell you what, in Wisconsin, we have a provision where a governor election has to be in the year that the presidential election is not. So Evers is elected in 2018, and now in 2022, he's on the ballot again, whereas a president was 2020 and 2024. The idea is that you want a race where the governor election gets top billing. The issues get top billing. People aren't swept up in something else. Well, Virginia and New Jersey go one step further. They have it in the odd year where there's nothing going on. So the last time their governors were elected were 2017, and now it's 2021, first Tuesday in November next week. Here are the polling data from Virginia and New Jersey. Virginia has early voting. It's in process. What they do is they do exit polls. When it's early voting and it's by mail, obviously you can't poll those people as they send it in. You don't know who they are. But you can take general polls. And then when there's early voting in person, which they have and we have here in Wisconsin, you can talk to people online. 667,012 votes, early votes, 667,000 were cast as of yesterday in Virginia. That's three times the amount in 2017. Three times. 2017 is only about 220,000 at this point. 55% of them were Democratic, 30% Republican. I don't know what the other 15% were. They either declined to answer or voted for third party or something. But early voting usually favors Democrats. So that seems like a great margin, right? Well, yeah, it's a nice margin. It's easily overcome on Election Day. And Election Day is a day typically where the Republicans have a slightly higher turnout than the Democrats because a lot of the Democrats have already voted. What's going to happen down there? Polls have gone all over the place. The latest poll shows Terry McAuliffe over Glenn Youngkin, Democrat over Republican, by about 1.5 points. The problem with that is that the margin of error is 3.8 points. When you see a margin of error, let's say it's 4 points, what that means is whoever shows that they're on top, they could actually be 4 percentage points higher than that or lower. And who's ever on the bottom could be 4% higher or lower. So what this means is roughly, you know, somebody like McAuliffe could have a 9-point lead, or somebody like Youngkin could have a 7-point lead. So you don't know. You don't know. And a lot of it depends on turnout. And that's why we brought in the big guns. Barack Obama came in, gave a great speech to motivate voters. Joe Biden came in, great speech to motivate voters. And one of the things that seemed effective was that initially the Democrats said, you know, you keep talking Trump, Youngkin, and one of your biggest surrogates is a woman, a right-wing nut, who had run and lost, who calls herself Trump in heels. That's her name. I mean, that's not a real name. That's how she describes herself, Trump in heels. And yet when you're talking in the northern suburbs with their Democratic voters, you seem a little more reasonable. You're basically a Trump-trained, house-trained pet is what you are. And if you love Trump so much, why don't you invite him in to campaign for you? Because that would be toxic in Virginia, believe me. Well, Biden hit him on that. The funny thing is, you know, Trump is out of his mind. Trump said, yeah, I think I will go in campaign for Youngkin, sending shivers of terror through Youngkin's heart. I don't know if Trump will go in this weekend or not. He's probably being strongly disinvited. But you have a guy, you know, a Frankenstein, a Rasputin, this guy. I mean, Frankenstein comes lurching in with his arms out. Oh, they want me. They want me. Trump, you know, Trump has a pathological ego. It's worse than Kim Jong-un of North Korea, this guy. But I don't know what's going to happen. In New Jersey, Murphy, or Schiaparelli, 11 points. 11 points in the last one. That's a pretty healthy thing, but he had been 16 points. One of the things about New Jersey that most people don't understand is they think it's a blue state. It's not a blue state. It leans blue. Yeah, it has Cory Booker and Menendez and all that as senators. But Chris Christie was the governor for a couple of terms. And at the governor level, unlike the Senate and Congress level, they go back and forth. It's like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania will frequently vote Republican but Democrat for president. No one knows why. Well, in New Jersey, historically, if Murphy wins, he'll be the first Democrat in 40 years to get a second term. Why is that? Because you go back and forth in moderate to liberal Republicans. I mean, a guy like Christie can't be a Republican in New Jersey and be QAnon. I mean, that's not going to work. But, you know, you get, you know, sort of the Tommy Thompson types. They get in. Christie got in. He made a mistake, very bad mistake in Bridgegate, setting up his subordinates to go to prison. And they were ultimately, their sentences were overturned. Very bad, very stupid. Now he's sniffing around for president again in 2024. We don't want him, but in any event, Murphy's ahead by 11 points. Why has it tightened in New Jersey and why is it so tight in Virginia? Part of it was the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle. We did have to get out of Afghanistan. Joe is an excellent president, a lot of foreign policy experiences. He did not show it in managing that withdrawal, frankly. And so, people are angry at that. The other thing they're angry at is, where's the infrastructure bill? Hey, where's the infrastructure bill? Where's either one of them? What, the Democrats can't govern? Well, here's what. Because the Republican Party puts party over country and will deliberately injure the United States to try to make Biden look bad. And the Working Families Party, who call themselves progressive Democrats, will put their party over the Democratic Party in the country. And that's what Biden is working with. A de facto parliamentary type multi-party system like in Europe, where every nut can come out of an alley waving a sign and he gets a vote. I'm tired of it. Very, very tired of it. Luke is shaking his head. But you know, the thing is, Luke has his own show. Luke and Brian, it's a very good show, Dueling Tangents. These are young guys with a very younger perspective, but they are beginning to know a lot of history. They're excellent. Very, very excellent. Okay. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.